Catch you up on some of these.
We're just getting better. Yes, yes, yes. Shout out to Aaliyah Breeze, man. That's that girl right there. She was at Put Your Lighters Up showcase event. You know what I'm saying? She killed it. That's a fact. Shout out to Aaliyah Breeze, man. We just getting better. You know what I'm saying? That's all we doing over here. We just getting better. What's good, YouTube? Peace, YouTube. Welcome back to the Dawncore and D-Rican Hippie Show starring Spliff and Choon Choon. We back at it. This should be episode 282 or 283, if I'm not mistaken. Y'all see who back? Fresh out the pen, you know what I'm saying? She had to do a bid. Nah. We don't back, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they going to take it serious, right? They going to be like, oh, shit. Ankle monitor is off, you know what I'm saying? We outside, man. That's a fact, man. But we back at it, man. We are your hosts of the Dawncore and D-Rican Hippie Show.
And Choon Choon.
Yes, sir. The highest hippie in the room, D-Rican Hippie, of course. My son Spliff. Shout out to Spliff. He on a, what you call it? He on business right now. You know what I'm saying? There's like two battle events today. So, you know, he's the voice of the streets over there. So, he got to go over there and get his interviews in and all that extra stuff. You know what I'm saying? Dawncore, he just ain't answer me, y'all. So, you know what I'm saying? But it's all right. He recovering from his hand and all that. Y'all saw him on the last episode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How did that go?
He getting better. You know what I'm saying? I think it's his middle finger knuckle that's really hurt. I think it fractured or something like that. Like a slight split. You know what I'm saying, on his shit? Cause he was delivering food. He ride on his e-bike and somebody clipped him.
Yeah.
So he had to brace his fall and all that type shit, man.
Yeah, he was telling me that. I was like, damn, what the fuck?
Yeah, talk to the people real quick.
What's up? Like, yo, so I didn't do a bid. Like, I had to honestly sit to myself and say, if I'm going to speak or I'm going to say something, I want it to be where my mind is clear and not speaking from, like, for my, I'm really emotional and shit like that, because that'd be fucking people up. So and there was other things that, you know, I had to work on, and I did work on it, you know, just more of a me, you know.
self-sabbatical type that, shit, you know what I'm saying?
I took that back a little bit. Step back a little bit. But I'm back, you know? And I honestly, like looking at y'all videos, I'm like, damn. All right, I'm going to be back.
These ignorant motherfuckers. They need me back. Yo, we be saying that after every episode, we be like, yo, when Choon Choon get back, she going to get on our ass for some of the shit we
seriously. I was just like, all right, let me just get back and just, you know, but...
That's a fact. But, you know, me and you talk, you know, off camera and all that, and I told you know what I mean? Take that time that you need because I know exactly what that feel like because I go through life shit and I be like, I don't want to talk to nobody. I know I could not handle it myself, but I know I could pick myself up off my bootstraps, you know what I'm saying? And,
correct, yes.
And then when you feel like I could talk to somebody about what I've come to a sense with, you know what I'm saying? So... It's cool, you know what I'm saying? You know, the door is always open for you. It's concrete. This is your show, you know what I'm saying? So, you coming out whenever you need to, you know what I'm saying? So, nah, that's a fact. I got my brother, he behind the scenes right now. He showed me a different logo.
Right.
Besides the one I showed you.
Got you, yeah.
So, he's making it more simple, you know what I'm saying? I think simple is better, you know what I'm saying? So, less is more, you know what I mean? So,
less speaks more.
Yeah, you know
simple
what I mean?
Speaks more.
That's
you know?
A fact. Yes. That's a fact. But I'm glad to see that you back and you in good spirits, you know what I'm saying? She been posting more on IG dancing and shit in her car. I'm like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, like, yo, to be honest with you, I like used to do it, but then I stopped and then it's like, all right. So going through my phone, I'm like, yo, why do I got so much videos in my car? Like,
you don't even post them shit. Save them
and
shit.
And I don't. But that, you know, that'd be my alone time. You know, that'll be my time where if I'm gonna do something, you know, besides painting or doing an event or something like that, like making a video of my. It's a me thing.
Self-love, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm sorry, like, you know.
See myself in the good light,
yeah,
you know what
I'm saying? It picks you up. Like, it makes you, like, just in a rut, so, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. Like, the other day, I think it was Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, I went to the Mets game. I went to the Mets game by myself, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just treated myself, whatever post that I had. I was posting throughout the day in my story, but certain shit I keep to myself because I just want to see me in that light. You know what I'm saying? Because when I'm at a Mets game, I'm just happy. I'm not thinking.
Oh yeah, I see. I was like, look at this dude.
That's my shit right there. I got them tatted. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you a question, right?
Shout out to Harmony Clothing Brand. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out. Oh, that's nice. That's fine. I like
hat
that
too. And
look
hat
at that.
Too.
Look at you looking all dappery.
Yeah. We need a sponsor, man. Throw a couple tees our way. You heard?
Right. But what do you do to like? Elevate yourself, to uplift yourself. If you're not like hearing it or getting it, like
feeling down,
yeah, like what do you do?
That's one thing that I used to do heavy, and I still try to do right now is go to sporting events. But sporting events doesn't mean my two sporting events when I'm feeling down and I want to put myself back in the mood is wrestling and baseball. Baseball is my first love. When I touched down in America, like 3 years old, when I got to my grandmother's house, she was watching a Mets game, and I fell in love with them, and that's what I've been watching my whole life is the Mets game. So when I turn it on, if they doing bad or if they doing good, it's just something that's consistently there for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when I go to a game, it's like I'm here in my living room, you know what I'm saying? And I just... go all out. I'm chilling. I'm talking to the fans. We going at it with the Washington fans. They just won the championship in 2019.
So you do something that will entertain you.
That will occupy you. You know what I'm saying? And then besides that, I like to read. I'm starting to get back up on reading.
Okay.
So I'll read like, cause me. I think the worst all the time. So I'm like, damn, I got it the worst. Don't nobody else got badder than me. You know what I'm saying?
So you always, like, you feel like you're always in your head.
Then I'll look for somebody that I know been through some bad shit. And if they got like a book or if they somebody that's big or something, you know what I'm saying? You learn from that. Like, all right, you calm down. There is a tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? So that's what I try to do. And music is always a love. You know what I'm saying? Music always transfers your energy. So
yes, it does. Yes.
Especially that's why I brought that up. Like you know what I'm saying? I just saw the last one. You was like, before anything, I'm Jamaican. You know what I'm saying? And the music that you listen to, that gives you that energy. Like
it does. It does. Music is something that I feel like is universal, like throughout, from here to there, meaning as this country, that country, that country, the music is always going to touch somebody. Mm-hmm. No matter what. Mm-hmm. Now going to the next question, do you feel like the certain type of music that you listen to affects your mood, enhance your mood?
Hell yeah. Like positively and negatively.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 'Cause
music is like, that shit is real. Like we talked about it. Remember the last episode that you was here? Mm-hmm. I believe music or movies, what's more influential?
Most influential, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because movies is like graphic, you seeing it, and music is like inspiration, because you're not seeing it, but you hearing it, and you like, damn, he went through that. I could go through this, you know what I'm saying? But then when you see somebody like, let's say, a Chris Brown,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, where he starts off like, yo, and then he's doing some gangster shit 6-7 years later, you like, you blood now, like what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't go what's backwards.
Like, what's the switch up?
Yeah, yeah. So I think music affects you,
like words in general affects you, like, so music is like, what I mean by words, like
poetry.
Nah, it could be that too.
Spoken word.
What people tend to say to people, like, you got to understand how people take it. Mm-hmm. Words is something that people got to really, like, just be mindful, right? Be mindful of how you say certain things. Because now, when it comes to music, right, and you listen to a certain type of song, and you're in a certain type of mood, right? Say that you're, like, in a fucked up mood. And this song comes on, just enhances that fucked up mood.
Yeah.
You understand? So those words that you listen to, even from people, not from a song too, it kinda, you, so it's like you gotta learn how to redirect
quick
that
story.
Negative.
Quick story, we getting high, me and my man, right? Uh-huh. We cut school, we getting high. But we already got it in our mind. We like, yo, we gonna go back up to the school and beat this dude up, because he said he called our friend's god sister a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we was like, oh nah, we about to get this. You know, we young, we ignorant, we like 15 years old type shit.
Okay.
So we, our endorphins is in that mood already, like, oh, we mad, you know what I'm saying? So now we smoking and, you know, the day is going by, we forgetting about it almost, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But now we listening to Styles P, Gangster and a Gentleman, and a song come on, and he like, oh, I stabbed, I killed, da da. So we like, yo, we gotta go fuck this nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we go outside, we beat this nigga's ass or whatever. Boom, boom, bing, bing.
So if you felt like you listened to a different song,
if we was listening to like some R&B or some shit, we would have just been high and just been like, yo, fuck. You know what I'm saying? But then I don't know if that's true neither, because back in the days in the 80s, that's what them dudes was riding around to. That soul and
soul
shit
and still fucking
doing the drive by,
right?
The fuck. I had to calm my nerves there. Okay, put that Anita on.
Listen to Johnny Gill.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. But that could soothe you to get ready to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. I just think that music is so influential, and people try to play like it's not. And I'd be like, bro, you doing half the shit that you do because of your favorite music artist, not your favorite actor. Because you know, you like, damn, he not that. You know what I'm saying? Denzel Washington ain't Frank Lucas. He not Alonzo from Training Day. You know what I'm saying? He not that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But in a musician, it's like, damn, he came from the style. He had to make it, right?
Yeah.
So he had to do what he talk about. You can't get out these trenches without
what you talk about, right? Yeah, like.
But then you come to find out, like, nah, he was just the one that was looking out the window and telling the stories of what he saw. he's just that vivid with his pen game. Real, you know what I'm saying?
Detail to the point where you could just spot out the color on the leaf.
And you could think that he's in that story that he's telling. Nah, it's just a story that he's telling that he know about. You know what I mean? So, because one of my favorite rappers is like that, like my son P-Eazy, you know what I mean? He not really with that street shit, but he could say it because he's been around it.
Right.
He's seen it. It's crazy. Shit is real like that, bro. But, you know what I mean? That's why I put my stunners on today, man. I ain't know what type of energy we was giving. I thought I had the whole sit down, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, whoever, you know what I mean? Whoever hating, you know what I mean? Get this work, you know what I'm saying? But, I'm tight, man. I'm tight that you missed the showcase event. The showcase event was popping that night. It was lit.
I seen it.
You know what I'm saying?
I seen it.
I'm putting it together right now. I just uploaded all the performances. I'm gonna put the whole show together and put it on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? But it was a fun night. The ladies killed it. It was like 11 ladies, like 5-6 dudes. You know what I'm saying? They killed it. But shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? May 20th. Make sure you guys get ready, man. Face Off the movie. Part 2, LXD versus MVS is going to go down, you know what I'm saying? And make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, and all that. You watch Super Mario Brothers yet?
No. I'm going to watch it. I feel like I'm going to watch it. Like, I want to go by myself and sit in the theater early, and just relive that.
Nah, it's a good movie. It's a good movie. Oh, it caught me off guard. I was a little pessimistic going into it. I was like, what's the storyline going to be? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Like, what's going to happen? But They did a great job with that shit.
Okay, good.
When you see it, we'll talk about it in depth. But where you want to start?
You start. Go ahead. Let me see.
I was just going to start with saying rest in peace to Jerry Springer.
Yo.
Childhood is gone.
It's a and a laugh at the same time.
That is like, yeah.
Because... I think I had sent y'all the picture in the chat.
Nobody. Jerry Springer died black.
So, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, but we do understand that because it was our childhood. We grew up with him. Like, he was the one that we could invite to the barbecues. You know what I'm saying? Like, we wanted to know if the cousin did the cousin and the brother did the brother and all of that. You know, we wanted to know that because we know Jerry Springer could bring that shit to us.
And it's crazy just because I think people looked at, like, the aesthetics of the show, like, the fighting and stuff like that, and thought it was, like, more ghetto than Maury. I always thought Maury was more ghetto than that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like...
Nah.
Awesome.
You fucking this nigga used to throw beads and shit. Like, Maury wasn't.
He had the.
Maury wasn't throwing beads.
Remember that famous DNA episode? Remember, like, that famous episode where he had the KKK up there with the black people? Shit got crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got shit like that you gotta think about. But I honestly say that Jerry Springer bought more. Bought more drama and everything.
It felt more interactive. Like, more shit was happening, like you said. Like, that Jerry Springer show was crazy.
Maury was, yeah. But Jerry Springer, he brought it.
And he gave birth to Steve Wilkos.
Yes. You understand? Yo, that show is crazy. Yo, he don't play that shit.
That nigga was in his face.
Yo, he do
like,
not
you are
play.
A bum. You are a bum.
Yo.
Nah, for real though. Rest in peace to Jerry Springer, man. Cause like she said, bro, like, if you ain't have cable, you was watching Jerry Springer. If you had cable, you was watching Jerry
Springer.
Either
way,
like,
you still had you it.
Was watching
on
that
TV,
like,
but
well, he came on morning. What was that, like 11 o'clock type shit, 10 o'clock type shit, channel 11. Like, I didn't even know that he was a mayor. He was the mayor of Minneapolis
at one time, or he
yeah before he okay. before he jumped into television. He was a mayor. That shit is crazy. And I think he was married to that I don't want to say her name wrong, so I'm gonna just say her orientation, the Chinese news reporter from Channel 11.
Oh, he was
from back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, I think he was married to her, if I'm not mistaken. But you know what I mean, quote me if I'm wrong in the comments, you know what I'm saying? For real. Real quick, shout out to, we got some new subscribers, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shout out to them, you know what I mean? Let me just say their names real quick, because I like doing shit like that, you know what I mean? it's real helpful to the brand, you know what I'm saying? Keep liking, keep commenting. Shout out to Cash Out Mello, because that last episode we dropped, he was like, nah, for real, y'all, it felt like y'all haven't dropped in a while. Thank you. I was like, yo, I fuck with you, my boy. That's keep nice. Keep the kick it up. You know
that's,
what I'm saying?
That's inspirational. That's more like a pusher.
That's a fact. Big. I ain't gonna say this nigga name, man. You say his name on the top. The new subscriber, Big Brother. Shout out to you, my guy.
We appreciate you. We really do appreciate you.
The opposite of lightning, you know.
Thunder.
What I mean?
Thunder.
Big Brother Thunder. You know what I mean? Shout out to
we
my
appreciate
guy.
You,
man.
Seriously. And that's a fact. Keep it coming, because with a name like that, yo,
you got
a real personality.
Big things coming to you.
Word,
you know what I'm
saying? Real, like he said, big things coming to you.
Poor. You know what I mean?
Right.
Spin the block. Okay. And Danny Soul, those are the latest subscribers. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. You know what I mean? Like, comment, and subscribe, and go watch all the latest content. You know what I mean? But let's get into the story. We ain't get into the story of, I believe his name is Ralph Yarl.
Ralph Yarl, who's
Ralph Yarl. Mm-hmm. That's the kid that got shot. I believe he got shot in the head by the 86-year-old white man.
Oh, yes, yes.
He knocked on his door. It was
the wrong
door.
House. Yeah. Yes.
It was basically the same address, but it was just the wrong door, you know what I'm saying, type shit. And, you know, the white racist man came out, pop, 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 guns popping, no questions, you know what I mean? So
His grandson, I think, mm-hmm. went on CNN.
Yeah.
And actually spoke his side, like, how he just despise, you know, so
skin,
yeah, yeah. And it's just like how he was like detailing the house, like, yeah, he got guns here, he got guns there, and he was afraid.
You listen to the interview, did he sound like he's
remorse
not with that,
like
he's not with that personally?
The
grandson or whatever.
Nah, like he's to me, he sound like he's a person that just don't have a side. Like we all equal. You know what I'm saying? Like I didn't see him as like I'm a traitor and I'm just gonna be on this side type shit.
Yeah,
nah,
yeah,
like what is wrong
human,
was wrong
yeah.
was right is right.
Yeah.
That's how I took it.
Okay.
Some people took it as like
he defended,
you know, reading the comments and shit. Cause I'm on YouTube a lot. And reading the comments, some of them is just like, oh, you just want to be down, you know, you want likes from, you know, us and shit.
Oh,
and
he on his BLM.
Yeah. What up?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But then you have others is like, you know, at least he trying to give us an understanding of his grandfather or
yeah.
whatever he is to him. And I don't think he will go on there and say shit knowing that's gonna backfire on him.
Yeah.
You know, so like I said, I took it as like what is wrong is wrong, what is right is right.
Yeah, man, because that shit, man, that stigma of, well, it's more than a stigma, it's reality. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That racism shit.
Yeah.
It needs, like, we understand, like, I come to the full understanding, it's not going away. You know what I'm saying? It's been here since the beginning, and it's not going
it's
going
to be everywhere, not just white and black.
But, like,
every race.
It is. It's almost like, because from what I'm gathering, I haven't heard the interview of the grandson or whatever he is to him, the kin of him, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But a millennial, a Generation Z cat, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because they not with that, bro. Most of them that I run across, you know what I'm saying? I don't really, like, converse with white people too much, and that might be a form of racism on my part, you know what I'm saying? And I probably got to own up to that, because I know some people that I have come in contact with that are cool as shit, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's racist. I just think it's, like, something that if you don't agree with that person, that mm-hmm. doesn't say to me racist. Like, you know, like, it's just you have your opinion, I have my opinion, but we could still coincide, we still talk, but
I mean, like, these kids that's like our age or maybe younger than us, 10, 12 years younger than us, like, I don't think they with that shit. Like,
of course they not.
Like, bro, I grew up with these I grew up with people like this that you despise. You know what I'm saying? They showed me nothing but love. They let me play ball. They let me
really put a thing on it too with this. What is it? G generation, X generation.
I think this is the Z generation. Yeah, Generation Z
is the internet. You know, like exposing and showing. You know. They might expose their neighbor one day, like, oh shit, your neighbor's racist. You never, we didn't know that. You know,
they always treated me good, but you don't see how they treat somebody else that's your age, but not your color. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, you treated them like that. Like, that shit ain't cool. So, but they caught him. I think he got sprung out on bail. It was like $50,000 or something like that. But What you think is gonna be the end result? Cause
I mean, he 80 something years old. They talk about giving him what life or some shit like that. Like, all right, I mean,
25. He got a good 10 left.
Yeah, like I mean, you know, who knows? But
yeah, all I need to know is that he going to jail and he's inside.
His thing was he was afraid. You know, at what time did he knock on the door? Like, was it at night or like day in the midday?
I believe this was like This wasn't night. It was like midday type shit.
Yeah, the sun is out and shit. Like,
yeah, so I don't think that that's that mindset right there that you said. Like, that's the key word. He said that he was afraid. Afraid of what? I could imagine from just watching, you've been living in this area.
I was just about to say that.
For Lord knows how long.
Knock on your door.
Yeah, have you ever really been in danger?
I mean, he could have had a medical thing where he's a little, you know, in the head, got dementia, thought it was, you know, bloop.
You never know.
Coming to get me.
You never know. But
yeah, so
to take it to this extent, man, like shooting it, I believe he was like 18 or something.
Thank
like
you that.
That
he's alive. You know, he made it through, he recovered and everything. This is just a wake up call, maybe just a little, you know, cautious. A little bit sometimes from now on going forward, you know.
Yeah.
But it's sad that.
Do you move like that?
Because like
thinking of
shit gonna happen or
something racial could happen, like I might misstep something and something like could happen. Do you go on your day to day thinking like that?
Yeah, not all the time though. Like only if like I'm in a setting, like. But if I'm like just going out my house, no. Yeah. But if I go into like a supermarket or an area or whatever, then it's like, all right. You just always gotta, you know, just be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
At any time, it doesn't really matter. But it's just, you know, I do take in consideration that I need to just be more cautious.
Yeah. I think sometimes I move like that, but sometimes most of the time I don't, cause I got like a head trigger with my attitude, so like I get mad fast and like real fast, like screaming at the top of my lungs in 2 seconds, like, oh, you know what I mean?
No, I don't think I never really got to that. I don't think I never really got to that point where like I'm yelling at somebody.
Cops almost violated me because of that though, like. And it's my fault. I tried to hop the train and they tried to get me. And I just went off on them niggas. And they was like, oh, yeah, we going to show you something in the precinct. I was like, all right, chill. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But,
yo, speaking of that, like, there's this woman that came to my house, the auditor, and she went to Germany for vacation, right? You know that you could, like, so this guy stopped her and was like, you got to pay for a ticket. There was no ticket agency, no cops, no nothing, nobody on the operator, anything. You just get on the train, but you have to pay for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So she was asking him. She was like, "What if I just get on and just go?" He's like, "Sometimes you might, you know, they might not be at certain stops, but when they get to a stop, you're gonna have all these officers with dogs and shit, and they check everybody's ticket.
Mm.
You don't get a summons, my nigga. You go to jail.
Straight to jail, yeah.
Or if you run, you're getting shot."
Mm.
You would never have that here. So, like, in a country like that, you know, like, those countries, they have, you know, control and order and shit. Hey, what?
On a different level, yo, too. Because it's not like America adopted that shit, like, you know, land of the free, freedom of speech. And then instead of doing that monarch thing, and you know what I mean, they did a president.
Yeah.
But you go to these other countries, boy. Like, I always tell Cole, I'll be like, yo, Cole, I'm trying to go to, like, Saudi Arabia or something one day. You know what I mean? Just to chill and see the sights. He like, nope. I'm like, why not? He like, bro, we can't smoke not even a clip, nigga. We smoke a clip over there. They cutting our hand off. We going to jail. All this extra
like,
shit.
That's why I said, like, here, like, we spoil. Like,
yeah.
Spoil. Like, this is just, you know.
That's a fact. But is that, would you rather this than that?
I mean, if you asking me this now, fuck no. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because you wasn't raised
right. I wasn't raised like that, you know. But if I was, you know, I would probably have the opposite thinking of like, damn, America have it so good.
Yeah. You know? I mean, because I was just watching Joe Rogan and he had this Asian lady on there, right? And mm-hmm. she was talking about, what's his name? Kim Young-yu. She was like, she was like 20, 25 or something. Mm-hmm. She was like, yo, I did not know what, I'm trying to think of the simplest shit that she said. Like, she said simple shit. Like, I didn't know what movies were, like, what TV was. I didn't know that there was anything outside of China. Like, when you born, you just...
You only know what's in that country.
You only know his story.
Right.
They just teach you his story, and that's it. And that's who you praise, and they set you on your job and what school you're going to go to and everything. And, like, they keep you... And I'd be like, yo, how if... This country has the most population, the highest population. How do you keep control of that many people? It's scary, and I think it's with force and power and, like, fear, you know what I'm saying?
I was about to say that, fear, That's how you control.
Like, if you don't do this, like, you dead, and your whole family gonna die type shit. Like, and that's crazy to think that that's how countries, that's how you are brought up. Like, Yao Ming, the basketball player?
Mm-hmm.
His parents was the two tallest male and female in their classes. They forced them to get married and mate.
Oh, wow.
So they could give birth to him.
Wow.
Because they both was athletic as well.
Oh, so they wanted the generation to keep going and going and going. Is crazy. I mean, shit, why not, right? Shit, you don't really get tall Asians like that.
You know what I mean? That nigga was 7'6" type shit.
You damn right. Yo, y'all need a mate. Like, now.
That shit is crazy, man. But I know a lot of people that do move like that, like real cautious of their surroundings and people, because people are what makes it dangerous, because we all got a mind of our own. And
you don't know what people's intentions are. Yeah, you don't know how they think. You don't know what they like, what they have on their shoulders, on their head, on an everyday basis. Like, and you just might just be that one person that just said, you know.
That's what I was
hello
thinking.
Wrong.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, what the fuck was designer thinking? I don't even know. You heard that story? They said that boy was on the plane relieving himself, you know what I'm saying? Getting that nut off. Like, what? He said he ain't getting no pussy in Japan.
So he got on the plane.
So he did. He couldn't wait to get home. Was that a 24-hour flight?
What was that, snakes on a plane? Snakes on a plane?
Snakes on the plane.
What the fuck? Like, you did it in midair. Like, you couldn't do it in your hotel room?
Nasty.
Like, that meat.
Well, you couldn't do it in the hotel room before you left?
That's what I'm saying. Like, with someone.
Maybe he saw somebody on the plane. Was like,
that's what I'm about to say. Like, yo, that shit was.
Let me put this in the Rolodex.
Like, he didn't know what to do with it, so, you know.
Nah, you can't do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I do not approve of this message.
Something in your head. I mean, listen, I can't speak for a man because I don't know what goes through your urge. Head. that urge that y'all get. That was an urge. That was a yo. I can't wait until I fly down because
can't do that, brother. you can't do that. Not on no plane, bro.
He did it. You know?
Yeah, he did it. They said that. They said that he dropped his Vaseline and that's what made people. What the fuck?
Wait. Like, after they left the plane and all that shit?
Nah.
Or while he was on the plane.
Yeah. So they had to wait till they touched down to do whatever they did to him, take him away or whatever the case is, because he was doing that on the plane. But they
said. Probably the person next to him was like, yo.
That's sick.
What the fuck is no, you're nah. Mm, nah.
So he's nah, they said nah, that nah, he checked himself into a mental facility or something like that. So I guess to take care of himself. So I don't know, like think hold real? Your head up.
I mean, he literally did hold his head up. Oh, you know what I'm saying, wow. Man. I mean, oh, like,
praise see, to
design. When you hear when you hear stories like this coming from celebrities, it's so weird because it's like you don't expect that. So when you hear that shit, you be like, yo,
you see them at. I think this is only America though.
Oh,
like we celebrity like pedestal, you know what I'm saying? So we'll look at somebody. And
he
like,
on a fucking pedestal. He not on, my shit.
On us, you know what I'm saying? We not like designer. Like this is something where we probably saw happening with him. You know what I'm saying? His crazy ass. This nigga's from up the block. I know where exactly where he's from. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, like we was talking about somebody that passed away. I think it was Kobe or something. And we just in our mind is like, damn, like we see Kareem at 80 years old. We don't think that sports athletes die. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you look at them in a certain light sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but not realizing they're just like me and you.
Just humans. So
right. So it's just it gives. That's
so
why
you catch a nigga jerking off on the plane.
But that's why it gives you more of a what the fuck.
And you forget that the nigga name is Designer. Fuck all that. Like, bro, this is. Indecent behavior, bro.
You picked this time to do it?
I guarantee you there was kids on that plane. Women on that plane.
You know, there's actually a thing like that. I'm going to get back to y'all on it, on what the actual thing is. Like,
a law?
Nah, like you have, it's like a fetish.
Some people have different fetishes.
Some people like, you know.
Like to do shit in like, public.
Yeah, like the flashing, you know, jerking off. And my nigga, that was probably on his bucket list, my nigga. Yo, I hope he ain't midair, bust his nut, and make a rap or two.
About it, you know what I'm saying?
Word, so, but there's a fetish like that, you know? You have people that, you know, just weird shit.
Into real freaky,
real deaky, freaky, deaky freaky shit. And like I said, something on the train just on the plane triggered his ass and he just went full throttle like
yeah,
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's the best thing that I'm thinking is exactly what you think. something aroused him.
Yeah.
And he just felt like he could not contain himself. And he went for it. I don't condone it. I don't think you should have did that. But that's what you did and now you in the predicament that you in. So that's on you, my boy. We all make our bed and lie in it. You know what I'm saying? So
that nigga flew in it.
That nigga said, "Hopped up by my bed."
And the fact that you say, "Yo, you ain't get nothing."
if that was your explanation, I ain't get that much pussy out there. Like, bro, contain yourself. You a grown man. Go celibate for a little while. Practice on how not to get. You know what I mean? Like, that shit is not that serious, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's really not that serious.
It's not like, that serious, bro. Like,
I guess he felt. Let me not put nothing in nobody's mouth with what he thinks. Blah, blah, blah. I'm grateful. You know, not grateful. I'm thankful that you actually, you know, check yourself in, and you felt like you need this time to, you know, clear your mind and see what's right for you.
Mm-hmm,
you know, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's what people need to do. Just get out of, go ghost a little bit and just mellow out.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Sometimes you could be your worst enemy.
Yeah.
You could destroy yourself at any given moment, bro. You gotta have the mental capacity to be like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Not right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I get home, and I understand. Like, from what I hear, that flight is 24 hours to Japan or China, right? Like, it's a 13, 14-hour flight. But, like, that don't give you the right to, like,
to do that. He could have went to the bathroom. He could have went to the bathroom.
I don't know, man. Sometimes I just look at life, at humans, and I'll be like, damn, are you really human? Like, what the fuck are you? Like, how?
I mean, you're human. I'm sorry. And that's just who we are.
Yeah, I can't.
I mean, not you.
Because even like us, like even people like us, like niggas not perfect. We got shit that we do that might be odd to somebody. Like, what the fuck? Right,
of course.
The fuck is that?
Like, what we saying right now, someone probably did that on the plane.
My guy used to put hot sauce on his slice when we used to go get pizza after school. I used to be like, you putting hot sauce on there? He used to be like, yeah, bro. Like, I don't get it, but cool. You know what I mean?
Because like, he like the extra spice. That spice. Salt.
That boy is crazy with it. You know what I'm saying? Nah. But it is what it is, man. Oh, I was reading up on this Facebook Meta thing. They have been in recent months firing people at a high rate.
Okay.
They have been losing money. So now I just read a story that they starting to cut the Facebook originals, like the shows.
Yes.
So they just cut Red Table Talk and all them other shows in that vein, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That kind of sucks, you know. I mean,
I ain't gonna lie, Jada ain't in my she not in a positive light right now with me, but I love that show.
That's what I'm saying. That show got a lot of ratings. I felt like, you know, that would have been something that would have been kept, you know, and that's probably been improved a little bit, you know, maybe. I don't think they would take Jada out of it. You bring other people on there, you know, a different
cast.
Yeah, but I felt that, you know, just from Instagram and Facebook and seeing her shows coming up, popping up and different topics and stuff, you know, I felt like that would have been something that could have been kept, you know.
It was one of their highest rating shows.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, but
she bought.
I think it's audience. Like, to what you said. Uh-huh. Bring in new cast and all that.
Yeah.
But I don't think the people that made this move are those people. So let's put it like into a sports, right?
Right.
So the owner of the team, he's not thinking about what to put around the team to make it better. He's thinking about the endorsements, the advertisements.
Right, that's going
to
bring them
on. So now, you got to go to the head coach and the president, the person that's putting the money to the players, you know what I'm saying? Right. So the people, the higher ups in Meta is like, all right, we could care less about that. We just need to get rid of this cap, all this money that's here. We need to get rid of that because it's eating our shit. Mm-hmm. Even though they doing well, we just in a different lane now. Gotcha. Are they doing the metaverse? Would she be wanting to do the metaverse style of Red Table Talk, where she's in that universe, in that metaverse, you know what I'm saying? Where you buy the cartoons and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So, and I don't know if they took into consideration everything that's going on around her right now too, with the Chris Rock and the Will Smith and everything.
I mean that could be from because you know when someone else buy something or buy their company, they always change the policy and all of that shit. They probably wanted her to change something, you know, in it that she felt like, nah, that's not me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I don't think it'll be a lack of opportunities for that show if she owns the show. If it's her IP. If it's her IP, I don't think she'll have a problem going to another
network or something like that.
It might be a better move now because you could go to a bigger network, like, you know what I mean, like a Oprah network.
She could
even
do her own, to be honest with you. I would see that, you know, if she's willing to, you know, come back and be on that platform. It's gonna be a lot of coming back from all that shit that she's been in the media with, if she's still, you know,
everything that's been going on with her
on a network. Yeah.
But
I think this would give her time to just step back from it, you know. And then Chris Rock is over here trying to sue Will Smith and shit.
Chris Rock? No, Will Smith is trying to sue Chris Rock.
Will Smith, yes.
Yeah, we just spoke about this on the last episode, and I was like, yo, bro, don't be a female, bro.
Not in that,
you know what I'm saying? But don't act like, I don't want to say the B word, don't act like a bitch, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that. He ain't say nothing until his stand-up comedy about this. And he ain't even go in on you too bad. You know what I'm saying? You watch the stand-up, right?
Yeah. I didn't take it as he went. Like, I felt like the Wayne brothers went more on Will than anything. Mm-hmm. Like when Marlon was on Drink Champs, and he was talking about that shit. He was like, "Yo, like that shit was nothing." Like as a comedian, you don't go. You this is the lifestyle that you get into. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't like, I guess, bring a gun to a knife fight type shit. Like, yeah. If you're gonna be on this level, this is how it is. You know how the game is. You know, there's no reason for you to. I guess, you know what, everybody got their own feelings, entitled to their own feelings and how they feel about certain things. Mm-hmm. But that could have been behind.
Yeah, you definitely could have did that behind the curtain. Yeah. Real quick, pop, pop, you know what I mean?
Like a little word, like a little, all you heard was the audio, but there was no footage. Yeah. Of you getting slapped. You understand what I'm saying? But you heard the slap, but you ain't, you know. But you was on.
That's why it played out the way it played
worldwide
out.
Worldwide TV. Like,
that boy did that shit. Like,
everybody was in the living room like, oh shit. Food probably fell out their mouth.
I don't really watch award shows too much.
Yeah, me
but
either.
That shit popped up on my IG.
That's why I was just like, I didn't watch regular TV. It was on like probably the next 2 days later, because after that, you know, I was like, I kept seeing Will Smith. I was like, what the fuck is going on? So when I seen that shit, yo, it was just like,
Will Smith don't get into nothing. What is all this negative press on Will Smith?
Something.
This nigga smacked the shit out of Chris Rock. Huh? God damn.
Like, damn.
Damn, nigga Chris Rock said, I can't beat Will Smith. I know I can't beat him. This nigga always got his shirts off in movies. I keep a hoodie on. I said, nah, this nigga Chris Rock is stupid, bro. Those are two of my favorite actors, so I just didn't like the moment. You know what I'm saying? It was just
The moment just left a bad, disappointing. Yeah, like damn, like you wasn't supposed to be like that, Will. You know what I'm saying? He could have just got up, yelled at him, you know, and then kept it pushing. You know, rubbed his wife's head, kissed it, and that's it. But you went to the extreme to do that shit.
Yeah,
like, nah, you was looking for rating. I you know what? Like I said, I don't like putting.
Yeah, I think there's always a rollout with Will Smith too, like a rollout. You know what I mean? For something. So
like there's always something. There's a reason for him to do shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's that type of person. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
All that adventure stuff he do and everything. Like, all right, cool. We get it, bro. You Will Smith.
Oh, this is part of one of your acts.
We get it. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Yeah.
Before we get into any other topics or anything like that, you got anything on your mind that you wanted to speak of when you came back? We missed you, man.
You was thank
we,
you.
We missed you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, just, you know, before we get into any other topic, there's sometimes you just gotta like fall back a bit. You know, and just rethink your thoughts, rethink your life, rethink your actions, rethink, you know, those things, and just say, yesterday was yesterday, you know, and today we're gonna do better. I always say that.
I always had I think I'm growing now, mm-hmm, in that aspect, but I used to, holding on to shit was my.
Yeah, like sometimes you just gotta let shit, like, not let shit go, you just can't let shit affect you.
Eat at you, and that's what I used to do. And like the question that you asked me earlier, do I feel like I be in my head all the time? Like,
and that's, you know what it is. And I always have this thing where I'm not afraid of someone's response to something. It's just maybe something that I just don't want to hear, you know. And I just won't say nothing to you.
Okay.
So that's my thing. Until I get the courage to say, all right, cool. But it'll take me a while. And that just stems from me just not disappoint myself. You know? Mm. Like, and a lot of us don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah.
You know? So we do shit to like what I do. Just, you know, fall back.
Yeah.
Focus on me, focus on how I feel, focus on what I want for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know? So like I said, yesterday was yesterday, and tomorrow we gonna do better. Today we gonna do better.
Yeah.
You know, so
No, that's a fact, man.
That's it. Just something. You just gotta clear your head. Clear it. Clear it. Clear it. If you don't clear it, my nigga, you gonna have people walk over you. You gonna have people mistreat you. You're gonna have and this is with anything, friendship, work, all of that. Like you know, so.
Well, just know, you know what I mean. You got gang behind you. You know what I mean. We all got your gang back. You know what I'm saying. So. Whenever you need to just get away from shit, if you feel like you could be around people, you know what I mean? Holla at us, you know what I'm saying? Whenever you already know, it's you, you know what I'm saying? If you be like, yo, I need to do an episode of my podcast, but I want to do a visual, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm coming over, let me know, you know what I mean? You good, you sit here by yourself, talk your shit, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you need, you know what I mean?
And you know what? I think it was more of like in the aspect of I couldn't talk my shit.
I wanted to.
Like I had to really,
and it's
like,
not biting your tongue, it's just knowing that you're gonna rip shit up right now. So let me just chill, you know what I'm saying? So I get
that's
that.
What it is. Yes, I get that. Definitely.
We about to get out of here soon though, you know what I'm saying? We really about to get out of here. Let me see if there's something else that I wanted to touch on. You see Lotto and Coi Leray is going at it now, like they beefing type shit.
Why?
I don't.
Wasn't there like a thing at one point, or was it like
I don't know if they was cool or not type shit, but I think that Coi Leray said something like pertaining to her video that Lotto took
A personal
in a different way, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so she just took it upon herself while she was on stage
to call
she spit
out.
Some balls, you know what I'm saying? And she called her out by her name. But Coi Leray, like, she tweeted, she was like, maybe I misstepped on something that I said, I ain't mean it that way, you know what I'm saying? I don't want beef with nobody, not in that way. I don't think she was on some, I'm scared, like. Just like I don't want.
No, I'm trying to clear the air. Like I, you know, yeah, we maybe
both
I
women in the industry that's male dominated, and y'all both y'all eating right now.
Right.
So beef don't do nothing but stop the money train.
See, I feel in that aspect, I feel that one side, like I said, one side is a peaceful. You know, yo, my bad, I'm sorry. You know, my friend, I didn't mean it like that. You know what I'm saying? On the other side, it's like, yo, like. You gotta get those bars up. You gotta get those likes up and shit. So I'm gonna pick a fight with somebody that doesn't even fight with nobody. I don't hear nothing about her. You know what I'm saying? I don't. You know what I'm saying?
The only person,
skinny little thing that's making music.
The only person I see her beef with is her pops.
Hello, and that's what she and that's her demons that she gotta fight. And I hear you come talking about and then the fact that she said I'm sorry. Did I miss something? You understand what I'm saying? She could have came back on her like, yo. But she didn't.
She could have easily rapped as well. You know what I'm saying?
See, those are the people that I want around me. Those, like her.
That's playing chess. Not checkers.
But nah, because it's like, she's cool with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't, like I said, there's a lot of girls in the industry now have to prove a point. Like, what's her name? Scarlett?
Mm-hmm.
Her, like, when I heard her, it was just more like you heard New York.
I've been listening to her for a while.
Yo, and just
I reached out to her and all that. I was like, yo, I need to get you on the pod and all that.
Yeah, like she.
But she's on the Swiss is executive for producing her album.
I peeped that,
and she just did a song
with Busta Rhymes.
She just did a song with Benny Butcher and Busta Rhymes, I believe.
See, like so, with her, like but, her, it's that voice. It's just that. Yo, it's
she go from
yo,
to,
she go
to
from
singing,
yo, when you
to harmonizing, and then you see her, you look at her, and you be like,
that's not her.
Damn,
that's not her. Like she
and
looks
to
so
me, like,
and when she talks on her,
not to jump in this lane. To me, I don't know.
Package?
She's beautiful to me.
She is.
Like everything about her, like from her skin to like her lips, everything about her, I'd be like, damn, she bad. You know what I'm saying? And then her talent. Pushes her so much further than that. You know what I'm saying? Like
that is going to be a competition that a lot of females now is going to have to understand that it's just not just words and you
no, 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 no,
holding
no.
a
she
mic.
She got feeling.
She has yes.
She got soul.
With her words, she uses her body like she's using it, and you can feel it.
She be on TikTok, like on her TikTok, she do like she do her spoken word shit. Yeah. She do that, and then you'll see one where she got like a bag of Cheetos, hot flaming mm-hmm. Cheetos, and she's rhyming hard with the Cheetos. She got a song, it's called Glizzy Gobbler.
Yes.
She just, she's yo, crazy she's, with it. Her yeah. flow is crazy. Her energy is crazy. I think she's from the Bronx.
She is from the Bronx, yes.
And when you hear her story, if you haven't seen an interview.
I heard her story.
Watch an interview and her story is crazy. Like, she is in foster homes and all this extra
she
stuff.
She had posted.
Like, I know a lot about you. Shout out to you, Scarlett, man. I've been doing my homework. If you do see this.
Please.
For real, I'm please. Mobile. I'll go to your location. You know what I'm saying? We'll sit there with you. You know
word.
What I'm saying?
Word. Yes.
NDA, non-disclosure yes. agreement, all that. I don't even give a fuck. Word. When I believe
you got
in somebody,
air. You got
word.
Our air. Definitely.
Word, bro. And I've been listening to her since last summer. Like, I caught her on TikTok, and I was like, damn, she is fire, bro. Mm. And now to see that everybody got her name in their mouth is, like, dope. Because I'm not that type of person. Like, when you quote unquote discover somebody
yeah.
for yourself mm-hmm. and they are independent and then they get up here and then you like I can't fuck with them because everybody fucking with them. I'm not that I understand
what you're saying. Yes,
I like
yes.
it. Like Kendrick Lamar, Cole put me on to him before people was listening to him. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
he was my favorite one out of TDE. And then when he got to this level, Pulitzer Prize winning and shit, yeah. I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. Some niggas like, nah, I don't listen to him no more because
he's too high up there.
Now.
Yeah. Nah, like, it's not even that. Like, it's just the flow. And when you verse, you know, you hear her and then hear somebody else, you just hear it. You just New York. Like, it's just
it's almost like when Young M.A. came out first.
Mm,
it
yes.
was like, yo, she's yeah. just better than everybody. Like, she's
right.
just
that's why it's always gonna be somebody there. But for this, for now, we're talking about now.
My son Scarlett, guys.
Yes, Scarlett, you do it. Yeah,
she got it. Is she fire, bro?
Get
she
the fuck
fire.
Out of New York. That's it.
She
that's
fire.
It.
She fire. That's a
word.
I think we're gonna leave it right there. Stevie J stole Faith Evans' car and had a joyride to Coachella.
Yo, what is yo?
And
shout
you know
out.
They going
shout
through
out.
A divorce right
oh
now.
Oh my god! Like,
cause Stevie J is crazy.
Yo, I swear.
Didn't you produce
like
half a Biggie album, nigga? Don't you got money?
Hello, come on. Nah, I don't know about that.
I'm just asking.
You know, some
we all do
shit.
Fuck shit
so
with our money.
At that point, you know who knows?
That nigga crazy.
Nah,
bro.
But Faith, I just hope you get some faith in your life.
Yeah, hold it down,
and
man.
And hold it down.
And I hope your lawyer is holding it down.
Yo,
too. You know
because yo,
for
Stevie,
real? 'Cause he might get you.
Yo, he a sneaky little thing.
Shout out to the Knicks for making out the first round. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
got that New York
yes.
energy on levels. You know what I'm mm. saying? I don't fuck with the Knicks too heavy though. You know what I mean?
But they did their thing.
Shout out to LeBron. He made it to the second round. You know what I mean? That's my boy right there. I hope you get another chip. You know what I mean? And yeah, the NBA playoffs is getting crazy, you know what I mean? Shout out to my Mets. Like I said, I went to the Mets game the other day. Shout out mm-hmm. to Dally. You know why? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dally Tyson. And shout out to everybody, man, that fuck with us, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
For
yes.
real. Everybody that likes, comments, subscribes, all of y'all, man. Like, even people in the streets that be like, yo, I be watching your shit, bro. I be like, oh, word? That's fire, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to
that's
y'all,
dope,
man.
Dope.
And shout out to Spliff. Shout out to Choon Choon. Shout out to Don Core, man. The team is... I really love this team, you know what I'm saying? We got a certain chemistry that I feel like is just going to build upon
yes.
each other, you know what I'm saying? So I just can't wait to see what this summer brings and beyond, you know what I'm saying? So everybody keep doing your thing. And everybody got their own thing that they do, you know what I'm saying? We got Vibe Sauce, you know what I'm saying?
Vibe Sauce. Yo, so I do want you to be on an episode of my own.
Oh, yeah,
Vibe
yeah, yeah,
Sauce.
Definitely. Gotta do that.
Yeah, I want to do, yes.
Yeah.
It's I'm not going to tell you, you know. I want to surprise like how you surprised me.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? We never know.
That's how we got to keep
yeah.
each other on our toes, man.
Word. Keep it on our toes.
Make sure y'all check out Spliff and Bars, the hottest shit on the tube. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Don Core, the Don Core and D-Week and Hippie Show, the Smokers Podcast, Don's Bets.
Yes.
We got mad shit over here, man. We be working.
We doing,
you know what
we doing it. Word. Like, we just not in the house, you know?
I think I'm kind of getting into my... I'm about to start being on my directorial vibe too.
Yes, with, you did.
I think
that,
I'm gonna call it Hippie Vision Productions. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So like the pop up shop. You know what I mean? You saw that episode. I directed that and all that, edited that shit and all that, and I just put it up. Fries as Hell, the behind the scenes for his music video. That shit is dope. And I think I'm putting together something for Dolly, but I'm not too sure. Don't quote me. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see what happens with that, man. But once again, shout out to everybody, man. So for Spliff, for Chun Chun, for Don Core, it's D-Reek and Hippie. And y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here. And we be back at y'all real soon.
Later.